It's the Degenerate Derek Podcast.
16-year-old.
Huh. They can't take it to 10.
I got calls calling. A young Shaq was falling. Where's Ali with the
dough? Howdy. It's me, Derek. Host of the Degenerate Derek Podcast, episode 24. Can't believe it's already been 24 episodes. So proud of myself. I did not want to come up here and do this shit. I'm not going to lie to you. I have no desire to be here doing this podcast right now. I definitely have a desire to bet on football games this weekend. My weekend slate, I'm going to fucking beat the shit out of my bookie this weekend. I'm sorry. I know my bookie's been listening. Shout out. He's a part owner of Spades Card Club, which is on Culebra. It's the official sponsor of the Degenerate Derek Podcast. I appreciate his support on that. But I'm going to beat his ass this weekend. These lines are too easy. I'm going 5-0. Guaranteed. Guaranteed. You follow my picks, you'll make Christmas money this weekend. Now, if you lose, I don't promise that guarantee, so I don't know if that's how that guarantee works, but I'm going 5-0 this weekend. I'm 35-25 on the year. I'm picking 60% winners. I'm fucking making money. I'm doing my thing. What is this, week 14 of the NFL? What?
Are you going to introduce me?
What do you want? Like, you came up here so I can do this podcast. You ain't got to be on it.
Yeah, I am.
You don't know shit about shit.
So?
You ain't picking no 60%.
I pick winners.
What does the NFL stand for?
National Football League.
Wow. I'm really surprised you knew that right now.
Are you serious? You think I didn't know what NFL stood for?
Yeah, of course. That's my friend.
No, I'm his fiance. Hi, everybody. This is Marissa. Welcome to the Degenerate Derek Podcast.
What was that? Welcome to the what?
Degenerate Derek Podcast.
There you go. Well, yeah, my friend Marissa's here with
fiance.
Me. I don't know what she'll be doing. She definitely ain't picking games, so I guess she'll...
I'll comment.
You'll comment. Okay. All right. Well, last week, I don't even remember what I did last week. I went, I think, 3-2 last week or something like that. So it was a winning weekend. I should have been 4-1, no doubt about it. This weekend, going 5-0. Again, I appreciate all the support. My last two episodes have been my most downloaded episodes of the season. So that's been pretty cool. It's been pretty cool to see the growth, the support. I really appreciate it. You can subscribe on iTunes if you're not listening to this on iTunes. If you have an Apple phone, you could just click on that podcast little app right there. Search Degenerate Derek. It'll pop up. Hit subscribe. Hook me up with 5 stars. Hook me up with a nice comment. Whatever you want to do. I really appreciate the support either way. Let's just get into this because, like I said, I don't really want to be here. Season 7 of Fortnite's out. It's kind of cold where we are. I'm tired as balls, even though I slept like 12 hours. Maybe that's why, because I slept too much. So it's just one of those days. It's that time of year where you don't want to do shit because it's like cold. You just want to sleep, except for that's me every day.
Yeah. He literally sleeps all the time.
Yeah. Shut up. No, I don't.
Yes, he does.
No, I don't. You sleep all the time.
You sleep all the time.
You sleep all the time. If you want to get into it.
I sleep because you sleep all the time.
We're never sleeping at the same time.
We always sleep at the same time.
No, we don't. You'll be asleep and I'll be awake or I'll be asleep and you'll be awake. We have like opposite schedules.
You're lying right now.
I'm really not though. Let's do this. I just want to get into it. Like I said, don't want to be here. Don't want to do this. But I got to. People are hitting me up. I was like, you know what? I might not even do a podcast. Maybe nobody will care. Man, my DMs have been flooded. My tweets have been flooded. My Facebook messages have been flooded. I've been getting texts. It's like, yo, bro, when the fuck is that podcast coming out? I'm like, God damn it. You know, I was hoping just nobody would notice and we just slide by the week. Anyways, let's just get into it because this week's games are literally too easy. First pick, I got the Baltimore Ravens on the road against the Chiefs at +6. I know. Everybody's on the Chiefs' dick. Chiefs this, Patrick Mahomes that. Have you heard him do an interview? He's hilarious, by the way. Just go on YouTube, watch Patrick Mahomes talk. You'll laugh your ass off. Baltimore Ravens +6 on the road in Kansas City. That Kareem Hunt being out, it's going to hurt them. Baltimore's playing good. Their defense is playing good. I would expect Lamar Jackson to get the start again. Lamar Jackson, he creates problems. He really does. I like Joe Flacco. He's won a Super Bowl. He's got a cannon for an arm. But when it's third and five, you just kind of see the defense, they don't know what you're going to do. Because Lamar Jackson could easily pull that ball down and run. And so they got to commit somebody to him. And so therefore, you know, receivers are getting open. It's just Lamar Jackson is really causing problems for defenses. I think that was a big win that they got on the road last week in Atlanta. I know they're on the road again, but they have to keep winning. They have to. Because the AFC, I mean, it's going to be tough for them to get into the playoffs, especially if they lose, you know, some of these games down the stretch. So their backs are up against the wall. They got to keep winning. I don't know if they get the win in Kansas City, but I do like them to be competitive, and I do like for them to keep that game close. Give me the Ravens on the road in Kansas City plus six. My next pick, I can't believe I'm doing this one, but there's just no way. There's no way the Carolina Panthers go into Cleveland and lose. There's no way. I got the Panthers minus one. I think it's a good number. They're on the road. They have to win, too. Their backs are up against the wall. This is the teams I like to bet on, these teams that, you know, they're in must-win situations to keep their season alive. Carolina's still got a very small chance to make the playoffs just because the Saints already have their division locked up. But if Carolina wants any shot at it, they have to win on the road in Cleveland. Plus, I like Riverboat Ron, the head coach of the Panthers, and, you know, he might be on the hot seat if they don't get it going. I don't think he should be. I think they should definitely, no matter what happens in this game or with this season with the Panthers, I think they got a good thing going with Norv Turner, and that, you know, I think that offense is going to, you know, next year is going to be much better. I like the Panthers. Remember this. I like the Panthers next year to be a much better team, and we'll bet them early, straight out the gate next year on the Panthers. Babe, what do you got on this? Panthers at the Browns. Who you got?
I got Panthers.
Why?
Because I wasn't listening to anything you were saying right now.
Well, that's rude. What are you doing?
I was looking at Instagram.
What? You looking at boys again?
No, never look at boys. Don't say again.
You looking? I caught you looking at boys the other day.
No, you
didn't.
At
boys again?
I don't even follow boys.
All right. Well, anyways, I got the Panthers on the road minus one.
My bad. I'm paying attention now.
I don't give a shit if you are or not.
Okay. Well,
I'd rather
I'm here.
You step out of the studio, to be honest with you. But you're like, every time, the three times you've been up here, you're like, you don't include me enough in your pen game.
Yeah. You didn't print me out any paper. I told you, make me copy.
You don't even know how to read this. You don't even know what a line is.
I've been reading lines since 2013. Please stop.
We've only been dating since 2017.
13.
17.
2013.
17.
2013.
I met you 6 months
established
ago.
Established 2013.
Stop.
FYI.
All right. Moving on. Third pick. I got the Packers at home against the Falcons. You guys are going to see what I'm talking about. Aaron Rodgers hated Mike McCarthy. Hated him. Hated his guts. He's going to show out in this game. He's going to say, listen, now you got McCarthy out of here, I'm a baller. I'm a winner. And if he loses this game, he needs to dump Danica Patrick, because then it's her fault. She's obviously a loser. Never won a NASCAR race in her life. So if he loses this game at home against the Falcons, he's got to go home and directly dump Danica Patrick. That's the only solution. I don't think he does. I think they ball out tomorrow. I think they beat the shit out of the Falcons. So I like the Packers minus four at home. Take them. Next pick. I got a road team. They're going to embarrass the Chicago Bears in Chicago. I got the Rams minus three on the road. Give me those Rams. I love that pick. That's probably my favorite play of the day. Mitchell Trubisky, he's had a good year. He's back this game. He's been, I think, absent the past two games. I think he's been out with an injury. So he's back in the saddle for this week. It don't matter. I know the Bears defense is good. Rams are going to roll minus three on the road. Watch. They're going to beat the shit out of the Bears. And it's going to be awesome. That's going to be the easiest game. That game opened up at minus four. It's went down to minus three. Grab that right now. You're going to be happy you did. Okay, my last pick that I'm betting on, my first time this season, I just can't pass it up. I'm betting on the Dallas Cowboys. What? Don't that.
I don't know.
What do you mean?
Just because you're betting on them?
Yes, I'm betting on them. -3 at home against the shitty Philadelphia Eagles. The defending Super Bowl champs. We're going to go 2-0. We beat the Saints, and now we got 10 days rest. Now we got the shitty Eagles rolling into town. This is going to be the easiest win of the day. I honestly don't know what's the easier pick. I mean, all these picks are easy. The only pick that's going to be tough is the Ravens. That might be my only loss, but I don't think so. I think I'm going 5-0 tomorrow. I really did. I mean that, too. I said the same shit last week. Last week, I should have went 4-1, but this week, I'm definitely going 5-0, okay? I guarantee that. I don't guarantee it, but I guarantee it. Cowboys are going to, as the Cowboys gear up for their Super Bowl run, as they get ready to just roll through the rest of the year, because their defense cannot be stopped. This is the easiest play of the fucking day. And it's not even close. Cowboys -3. Take them. You'll love it. I love the Cowboys. They're getting ready to go all the way. This is our year. And maybe it's not. I definitely think it's happening this year, though. But it might not. But I definitely think it is. Cowboys winning the Super Bowl at home. -3. Take them, though, against the Eagles. So my five picks, real quick, my recap. Ravens +6 on the road against the Chiefs. Panthers -1 on the road against the Browns. Packers -4 at home against the Falcons. Rams -3 on the road against the Bears. And the Cowboys -3 at home against the Eagles. 5-0. There's no way I lose this weekend.
You heard it here first, people. Get your picks.
Don't do that. Don't do that.
You hit it here first. Get your picks, everybody. Free money on the line. Free money. Don't leave it on the table.
What's wrong with you?
What?
Seriously, like in your head, like what's wrong with you?
I'm trying to be like a sports talker.
Yeah, I know, but we're not selling nothing.
No, so
but you act like you were selling.
We're advertising our picks.
No, we're just
for
doing
free.
A podcast. I know we're not selling.
Get
so you
your
don't,
picks,
you don't have to be
people.
Like, hey.
No, if you're here to make money, which that's why you're listening.
I don't think
listen
so.
And take these picks because
I think
it's 5-0.
Most people listen to this podcast just listen to it for fun. They don't even bet.
They bet.
I mean, there has been a lot of people that have gotten into betting now because of this podcast, which I don't know if I should be proud of that or if it's like, eek. But whatever, because gambling can be a bad habit. But if you need some extra Christmas money, I'd probably take my five picks this weekend. If you need somewhere to bet, just Google it. Google online betting sites review or something like that. And they'll pull up a site and it'll give you like, you know, the pros and cons of each. There's like bonus deposit. I don't know. There's all kinds of stuff. There's great sites out there. People hit me up with that all the time. I don't have anyone that I endorse. But I'm just telling you, like, there's plenty of good places to bet out there. That's going to do it for me. I know this podcast is super short. Again, I did not want to be here, but I wanted to get my five picks out because I wanted to be consistent. Honey, do you have anything? Friend Marissa?
Don't call me friend.
Friend Marissa, do you have anything to add?
Fiance Marissa.
Do you have a pick? What's your pick?
Let me take a look at the sheet.
Why?
Because I need to know what the lines are.
I bet you picked the Lions. You probably picked the Lions -3 on the road against the Cardinals. I actually kind of like that pick, though.
I'm going to go the Bills -4.
You're going to take the Bills -4?
Yeah, against the Jets.
That might be the worst pick of the day.
Why?
Because they have no business being favored over anybody. That game should be a pick 'em.
Well, take the Bills.
Don't take the Bills, then take the Jets, people. I'm telling you.
Don't fade me. Take the Bills.
Fade her. She deserves to always be faded. That's going to do it for me, though. I'll be back Monday to recap this and with my Monday night pick. Hopefully I'll have a little more energy. I'm going to try and get lots of sleep this weekend. Lots of rest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nothing new there.
You guys have a good day. I'll see you Monday.
The Degenerate Derek Podcast is for entertainment purposes only. If you think you have a gambling problem, stop listening to fucking podcast and get help. Seriously. The Degenerate Derek Podcast.